Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Time Warner takes a three, no good, and it's an offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. Finally feeds into Martin Messing for 2 points. It's now 14-3, Bannack's leading. Keegan Valentine into the corner, two by Arsky, dribbling out, kicks it back out to Brennan Wisner, and he goes a little bit too far, and he has to go out of bounds. It's another turnover for the Lakers. That's their seventh of the evening. Bad axe ball, 1:51 left in the first.
Lakers are just going to have to slow this thing down. Anytime that they do see pressure, you have to attack the pressure from that point. But other than that, get the ball across the 10-second line, run your offense.
Martin Messing sits down, replaced by Don Buddy McLeod, who has the ball right now, left elbow, to Ryan Hileski, also new checked in. Morneau for three, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Keegan Valentine. Here come the Lakers. Brent Wisner taking his time at the top.
Just slow it down right here. Best pass is the one that gets there.
Keegan Valentine, right wing to the left wing to Seth Bowles. Dribbles into the free throw line, picks up his dribble, back out to Bajarski, dribbles once, and feeds it back to Bowles. In the corner, 1:15 left in the first. Top of the key, Bajarski, lime green shoes and all. Over to Drew Scholler, and he took a little bit of a half step before dribbling, and that's going to be a turnover. Bad axe ball, 14-3. 1:12 left in the first.
Drew Scholler had a three-point shot attempt waiting to happen, but he just didn't trigger it.
Morneau to the left elbow, over to Andrew Sutton, right block. Being double-teamed, and we have a jump ball, and this will go to the Lakers. Fourth turnover for the Hadgets on the evening. Still leading by 11 points. We have a substitution. Number 45, a 6'4 junior, Zach Arntz, checks into the game and replaces Andrew Sutton. Sutton has been surprisingly quiet tonight. Only a few rebounds, that's about it.
Well, he found out real quick that that ball attracts people like a magnet. And he was a little upset with himself on that for holding the ball, but he's out right now getting a little bit of a rest.
And Ryan Hileski brings in a turnover, tries for the shot, can't make it, and rebound to Keegan Valentine.
Bad X's defense is really bothering the Lakers right now.
Seth Bowles, top of the key to Keegan Valentine. Wisner, left wing, gets a screen from Bowles, dribbles back to the top to Scholler, to Bajarski, right wing. Feeds into Seth Bowles against Ryan Hileski, and Hileski reaches in and is going to be fouled and goes for the foul.
Yeah, Ryan got it, his hand caught in the cookie jar. Bad axe right now is really confusing the Lakers because their man-to-man almost looks like a zone. Sometimes they do a little switch on their own, and that way people hold the same spot on the floor. You really can't tell it's man-to-man, but it is a man-to-man.
Giving Time to Renault a quick breather with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Bajarski goes up for the finger roll, left side, no good. Rebound by the new man, Brendan Jurgis.
10 Hileski seconds to go.
With 9 seconds to Buddy McLeod. To Clark Brady, left corner, trying to feed into Arntz, and it's still going up, goes up for the shot. He is fouled on the way, and he's going to line for 2 shots. This will be the third team foul against Lakers. Nick Bajarski gets called for the mug. Zach Arntz at the line, shooting two, leading by 11, 14-3, with 0.8 seconds before halftime. Quarter, excuse me. First free throw was good.
Nice, pretty-looking shot out of Zach Arntz. Strings were rotating the correct way. Elbow underneath the ball on the release. Did it again.
And 2 for 2 on that free throw trip. 16-3. Bad Axe leads at the end of the first quarter over the visiting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 products product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
On to the second quarter, time Morneau gets the inbound for the Bad Axe Hatches on this possession. Morneau gets it back in the right wing, pulls up for the three, in and out, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Andrew Sutton. Morneau at the right wing, back up to Martin Messing. Left wing, John Messing for the long two, no good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau, and he puts this one in for 2 points. Morneau with 10 points, 18-3, a 15-point lead for the Hatchets. Brennan Wisner trying to make anything going. Goes up for the shot at the right block. No good. Rebound brought in by Bajarski. Goes up for the shot and is blocked by Andrew Sutton. Out of bounds, Laker ball.
Nice swat on Drew Sutton. I mean, he was just waiting for that.
You could say that again. Brennan Wisner inbounding for Lakers to Keegan Valentine against John Messing. To Seth Bowles, top of the key. Lakers a little bit overwhelmed thus far in the game with only one made field goal as Drew Shore launches a three from the right wing as an air ball, and it'll be Bad Axe ball.
Lakers on the first possession on defense, they went back to a 2-3 zone. And right now they're putting on a man-to-man press, it almost looks like, but I think they're going to go ahead and sink right back into that 2-3 zone.
Morneau, right wing, dribbling. Looks like Lakers came out into a zone. John Messing to Morneau, top of the key for three. He got it.
And they're not going to be playing zone very long if Tommy Morneau goes ahead and can pick it apart like that.
13 points for Morneau, 21-3. Bad Axe by 18. Lakers with the ball. Drew Schuller on the baseline, and he traveled.
It's getting a little frustrating for the Lakers.
That is the 10th turnover on the evening for the green and white. Morneau bringing up the ball against Drew Schuller, blows right by him. That pulls up the left elbow, pass to Mason Krug in the corner, right back to Morneau. Lakers, you guessed it, in the man-to-man. Andrew Sutton, high right block, goes for the hook shot left side, no good. Out of bounds, Bad Axe ball. And a substitution for the Lakers, who only have 9 on their active roster tonight. Bailey Krzyzewski comes in and replaces Drew Schuller. Bailey Krzyzewski is a 5'10 junior. Not much height on this Lakers squad. On the inbound, Bad Axe turns it over on his swatted away pass. Brennan Wisner going with the spin moves, and he coughs it up in the lane. Here comes Mason Krug, coast to coast, and it's in for two, his first points of the night. And we have a timeout called by Ron Swarsengerber as he's trailing by 20 points, 23-3, a 30-second timeout. On the WLAW Sports Network.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. Lakers coming out of their second timeout of the night, trailing 3-23. Keegan Valentine with the only points for the Lakers. Seth Bowles with it in the right wing, and he throws it into the hands of Martin Messick. Martin Messing goes up for the layup from the right side. He is fouled by Brennan Wisner. This will be Wisner's first personal and Lakers' fourth team foul. Two shots coming up for Martin Messing. He's already missed two free throws in as many tries tonight. And, John, I believe he's averaging about 50-some percent.